There's a new classical music festival in town. This week, the Vivo Music Festival takes place in Columbus's Short North District, and the performers are Columbus-raised and, in some cases, also Columbus-born musicians who have gone off to the nation's top conservatories, started promising professional musical careers, and are now coming back to their hometown to create and perform in this festival. With me in the Classical 101 studio now are three of the Vivo Music Festival's musicians, festival co-founders and co-artistic directors Viola John Stoltz and violinist Siwoo Kim, along with violinist Alicia Huey. They're all here to tell us more about the festival and to preview the festival's August 21st opening concert. So thank you all for joining us today live on Classical 101.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, let's kind of start at the beginning. What was the inspiration for creating this festival here in Columbus?
Well, John and I put on a couple concerts in the past summers back at home because we wanted to play for our family and friends. And the reception was so great. Everyone really was saying, like, they want this to happen every year. So we were like, why not make a music festival? Because one doesn't exist in Columbus yet.
Okay. And so who, broadly speaking, in addition to you all here today in the studio, are the musicians of the festival?
So a lot of the musicians are friends of ours who we grew up together in Columbus, Ohio, all from the same generation as us. People... like Jeff Myers, who's a good friend of mine, who I used to drive to high school every day. And he's now in a string quartet called the Calidor Quartet, and he lives in my old apartment in New York City now. And so just good friends of ours who have all agreed to come back and be a part of this experience.
And in addition, the quartet Senza Misura, which is a quartet that I formed while I was in the Juilliard School. And they're all fantastic artists individually and just great people. They've always wanted to come to Columbus, Ohio, so... it's fun presenting them here.
Okay. And I presume they've always wanted to come to Columbus because you've chatted up the place. You've talked
yes.
it up. Yes. Okay.
Go Bucks.
right. Okay. And you can read about some of the accomplishments of the Vivo Music Festival's musicians and how Columbus nurtured their talent and really the spectacular things they're doing now in their careers on Classical 101's blog in a story entitled Locally Grown, Meet the Musicians of Columbus's Vivo Music Festival. Well, I mentioned earlier that the festival's first concert will take place this Friday, August 21st, at the Garden Theater right here on High Street in the Short North. What other concerts and events are planned for the festival?
Well, in addition to our concerts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're also doing a pop-up concert at Hot Chicken Takeover up in the Short North Market. So please come if you can.
Okay. And when is that, or is it going to be a surprise?
It's Friday and Saturday, mm-hmm. I think at 1 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah. So
okay, Hot Chicken Takeover. All right. Okay, and so right now you're going to give us a bit of a preview of this Friday's concert with a performance of the Scherzo from Dvorak's Terzetto for two violins and viola. These are musicians of the Vivo Music Festival performing live on Classical 101. As they're doing a do-si-do right now to get their instruments. here they are live on Classical 101.
Thank you.
Violinists Siwoo Kim and Alicia Huey with violist John Stoltz performing the Scherzo movement of Dvorak's Terzetto for two violins and viola. You can hear the rest of that piece and much more this Friday evening at 7 at the Short North Garden Theater. That's the opening concert of the Vivo Music Festival and the performance you just heard live on Classical 101. So what other music can we expect to hear at your concert this Friday in addition to the rest of the Dvorak, which we just sampled?
So after the Terzetto, we're playing John Zorn's Cat of Nine Tails, which is a virtuoso showpiece for string quartet, which my quartet performed in Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center. And that was sort of the impetus for us to start our performing career. Mm-hmm. So it's a rather special piece for us. And also, I know the audience enjoys it as well. So we really wanted to play it here.
It's music for an imaginary cartoon show. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of flip through the television channels, essentially.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And to end it, and the first opening concert of Vivo Music Festival, we're playing Mendelssohn's Octet, combining the Columbus homegrown musicians with the quartet Sons of Missouri. And actually, the second cello part will be played on bass, which is pretty uncommon, but it creates more epic, fuller sonority, which I think will be really fun. It's very vivacious, you know?
Yeah, with a phenomenal bass player who I also went to high school with, yeah. Nate West.
Okay. So the Mendelssohn Octet, which probably our listeners, I'm sure, have heard many a time here on Classical 101, but with the bass, with the added double bass, so a little bit of a different performance than is usually heard, plus the John Zorn work. And that in the Zorn work, Quartet Sons of Missouri is making its Columbus debut, right?
So, right, exactly.
Okay. And so we'll hear actually another musical selection from the program of Friday's concert in just a moment here on Classical 101. There are also festival performances this Saturday evening at 7 and the Sunday afternoon at 4, all performances at the Garden Theater in the Short North. I understand that we can expect a mix of classics and newer works at those concerts too, right? What's up on those concerts?
Yeah, so Saturday night is going to be a really kind of wild experience as we're playing a concert of contemporary German and Austrian music. Quartet Sons of Missouri is going to perform a roughly hour-long piece by Georg Friedrich Haas, who's an Austrian composer, which is his third string quartet, and it's performed in complete darkness. And so if you ever want to listen to music in complete darkness.
Right. And we're seated in the four corners of the room, so it's like a 3D surround sound effect, which you can't get from YouTube or your iPhone.
Sure, absolutely.
And the first piece on that program is Janus Gesicht by Matthias Pinscher for viola and cello. And we sit back to back, so we can't see each other either. And we kind of become a Janus-faced creature.
A duo, sure. And on your Sunday afternoon concert, that you're bringing all the musicians together for that concert, right? Everyone in the festival.
Yep. Yes, we are. I mean, we're doing, it's basically, my take is, it's a big smorgasbord of people coming in together.
A reunion.
Yeah, a reunion too. Yep. Yeah.
And we're going to perform as a conductorless chamber orchestra, playing music by Bach, his third Brandenburg Concerto, the Holberg Suite of Edvard Grieg, and then we're going to feature four phenomenal violinists in Astor Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires for violin and string orchestra.
The Vivo Festival once again unfolds in concerts this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Short North. So obviously, the Vivo Music Festival will bring some great chamber music to Columbus. But if you had to sum up what the Vivo Music Festival is really about beyond music, what would you say?
I'd say it's really about bringing the community together around transformative musical experiences. And by community, we mean, like our audience members, people who live in Columbus, and also the community of musicians who are coming together to perform the music and really celebrating this great community and the musicians that have come from here.
Okay, and it's my understanding that you hope that this festival will become an annual thing in Columbus, but...
Yes, yep. Definitely. Definitely. For many, many years to come.
For many years to come. Okay, great. Well, once again, the Vivo Music Festival takes place in Columbus in three concerts this Friday, Saturday, and this Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and this Sunday afternoon at 4 in the Garden Theater in the Short North. Classic chamber music works alongside contemporary works performed by young professional musicians nurtured by Columbus's classical music scene and who are now coming to Columbus to give back to the community. I've been speaking with three of the Vivo Festival musicians here in the Classical 101 studio, festival co-founders and co-artistic directors John Stoltz and Siwoo Kim, and violinist Alicia Huey. Thank you again for joining us today.